We'll add another job to the list of professions that are being replaced by machines. In Nebraska and other states, a number of dairies have started to use robotic milking systems instead of human labor. Joining us now is Kim Clark, who works as a dairy extension educator for the Extension Office at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. Kim, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us about some of the robotic technologies that farmers where you are have been investing in lately.
So I guess earlier this year, we had our first robotic dairy in Nebraska that started milking with robots. And since then, that was in February. And since then, we had a second dairy that began milking with robots in May. And now we have a large number of other producers that are looking to install milking robots as well. So it's really exciting for us. Robots are nothing new within the industry. They've been around in Europe for a couple of decades already. But in the United States, we're slowly starting to adapt that technology, and now it has hit Nebraska.
How did the cows react, by the way, to being milked by robots?
You know, they actually really like it. With the robots, they can go in and get milked as frequently as they feel they need to. It's consistent with the handling of the udders and the animals. People can be variable with their touch and everything on the animal. The cows can lay down and eat and drink, and that's the perfect life for them.
Is it mostly younger farmers who are switching over to robotics in the dairy farms, or are all farmers interested in this?
It is the younger farmers, younger meaning 40 and under. They want to continue on dairying within their family, and they know to make it work for their family and for their management style, robots are looking better and better every day. And probably the biggest reason we're seeing the younger producers put in the robots is they don't like to manage people, which, not that they don't like it, but it's a little more difficult for them to manage people. Their passion is really managing the cows. And so with the robotic system, you can take the employees out of the equation. Not all of them. You still need a fair number, but you can spend even more time managing the cows.
I was also reading that it's actually difficult at this point for some of these farms to find employees who know what they're doing, and that maybe it's easier to deal with robots.
That's definitely a significant reason, is finding labor that's willing and able to learn and ready to learn agriculture and the whole dairy system and the milking process. And so if you can take the employees out of the equation and just concentrate on what you're passionate about, that just makes it better for everyone all the way around.
Now, it's not just milking that robots are being used for. Tell us about some of the other things that farmers are using robotics for.
You know, technology within agriculture is pretty significant. We don't always associate technology and agriculture together. But in addition to milking robots, there is a system to push up feed to the animals. There's also automatic calf feeders. So rather than people mixing bottles a couple times a day and going out to feed the calves, there is a robotic system where the calves can drink as much milk as they want. Some other technology that is starting to come about is a feed kitchen. So a robot going to each station for the feeds for the dairy animals and picking up a specific feed, putting it in a wagon, mixing it together, and then going down the alleyway to feed all the cows.
They're also using drones, right?
Yeah, not just within dairy. You can kind of find drones within all of agriculture, and you know, they can look at the feedstuffs. So most of our dairy producers raise their own feedstuffs, especially here in the Midwest. So you can check out the feedstuffs. So how's the corn growing? How are the soybeans looking? Is the corn about ready to chop for silage? And then you can also check on, you know, your heifers if they're in, you know, a pasture a quarter mile away, or your dry cows that are dried off and not milking. You kind of see all of that within agriculture, whether it's in the dairy setting, the crop side, or the beef side.
What's been the biggest challenge for farmers making this adjustment?
I think the biggest challenge is letting go of controlling or working specifically in the parlor with the cows and adapting to that new technology? Because anytime you're spending large sums of money in the millions of dollars, it's a large investment in time and research. That's probably the biggest challenge, is getting over all of the dollars that you're going to spend to adapt and upgrade to this new technology.
That's Kim Clark, who is an educator from the University of Nebraska Extension Office, talking with us about robotics and dairy farms. Kim Clark, thanks so much.
Thank you.